Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. This is a pretty bleak situation. Verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this service today. We've already been blessed, certainly. We've felt your presence in a wonderful way. We've been encouraged. Our hearts have been lifted. But today, Lord, as we come to the Word of God, I pray, give us an understanding heart. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Let your words find a lodging place in our hearts, Lord. And let us receive everything that you have for us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. When it don't make no sense. When it don't make no sense. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been in a situation like Prophet Habakkuk? If you haven't been there, if you haven't been there yet, just keep on living. The truth is, life comes with problems built in. So you might as well understand you're not going to get through this life without trouble. You're not going to get through this life without hardships, without pain, without getting your heart broken at least once or twice, without being lied on, persecuted, despised, throw into the mix some betrayal, some deception, because that's life. Not real exciting, but it's the truth. All you have to do is look in the Bible. You'll see what I'm talking about. David was a great man of God. I don't think there would be any disagreement today about David being a great man of God. The greatest king that Israel ever had. He was a worshiper. But that did not exempt David from pain. David experienced great heartbreak and great pain in his life. His first child died. His son Absalom conspired against him to take over his kingdom. And then Absalom was hung in a tree by his hair and thrust through with three darts through his heart. David experienced the pain of running from Saul, knowing that he was anointed by God, chosen by God to be the king of Israel, and yet running for his life for many years. So David was not exempted from pain. He was a man who endured much pain. And then we look at a man named Job. The Bible says he was a righteous man, but he endured more grief and pain than would seem humanly possible. I could go on and I could go on through the Bible, but I believe the point is very clear today. Sometimes life hurts. Sometimes you're in the pit. Sometimes you're in the fire. Sometimes you're on the mountain calling fire down from heaven. And sometimes you're in the cave hoping Jezebel doesn't find you. There are just some things that happen to all of us just because we're in the world. Then there are things that are demonic in nature, and they are attacks straight out of hell. Your adversary, the Bible says, goeth about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. John 10 and 10 said, the thief, who is the devil, cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I said all this to get to this point. There will be times in your life when praise don't make no sense. There'll be times in your life when praise just don't make no sense. When we talk about making sense of something, we mean that it's understandable, that it's agreeable to what is before us. It's logical. It's reasonable. But this man of God, Amos, this prophet, was doing something that just doesn't make no sense. He was standing in the midst of chaos, standing in the midst of loss, of emptiness, of confusion, of disappointment, and he did something that sent shockwaves through hell and applause through heaven. He said, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." He said, "I have decided I'm going to praise my God even when it don't make no sense. I may be going through a season of sickness. I may be grieving over the loss of a loved one. I may be walking through the fire of divorce or family turmoil. I may be crying myself to sleep at night over my prodigals. They may be threatening foreclosure on my house. The repo depot just towed my car away. My company says they're downsizing. Might have to let me go." Well, man of God, woman of God, what are you going to do? I tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to let my feelings and my emotions take over. I'm not going to go into deep depression. I'm not going to go run into the refrigerator, try to drown my sorrow in food. I'm not going to overdose on prescription meds. I'm not going to get angry at God and accuse Him of not loving me and not caring about me. Oh no, I'm going to encourage myself in the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'm going to get my praise on. I'm going to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I will bless the Lord at all times. God never promised us a problem-free life. Isaiah 43:2 says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with you." When, not if, when. When you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Psalms 34:19 says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." What? Few? No, many. But the Lord delivereth him out of a couple of them. No, thank God. Out of them all. Whoa, hallelujah. I'm going to stop right here and tell you something today. The church is filled with what I call pretty praisers. That's people that will praise God when everything's pretty. That's people that will praise God when the weather's nice, when the bills are paid, when all the children are saved, when their body feels good, when they got a good hair day, when the money's in the bank. They're quick to give God a nice, pretty praise. Their faces never get scrunched up. Their makeup never runs. They don't cry. They don't ever get their clothes out of sorts. Their wig never gets twisted. They wouldn't jump or shout or dance if the building was on fire. That's pretty praisers. Yeah, they can praise. They got pretty praise when everything's going good. But I'm going to tell you something that might surprise you. God would rather have your ugly praise than your pretty praise. See, it doesn't take any confidence. It doesn't take any faith in God. It doesn't take any effort to praise God when everything is going great in your life. Oh, sure, we should praise Him. We should bless Him at all times, during the good times as well. But what really gets the attention of heaven and what paralyzes hell is that ugly praise. That praise that don't make no sense. That praise when your face is all scrunched up. That praise that's hard to tell if it's a praise or a moan. That praise that runs down your face. That praise that you had to reach down deep for. That praise that cost you something. That praise called the sacrifice of praise. I will bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. That praise that's aggressive. It's an ugly praise. It ain't pretty. The dictionary defines ugly as very unattractive. My grandma used to say, "Beauty is only skin deep, but ugly goes clean to the bone." She wasn't talking about the physical ugly. You understand? Very unattractive. That's what ugly means. The dictionary defines ugly as very unattractive, unpleasant to look at, offensive to the sense of beauty, displeasing in appearance, messy, objectionable. Pretty praisers get uncomfortable around ugly praisers because ugly praisers aren't worried about winning a beauty contest. Ugly praisers are just trying to hang on to their sanity. Ugly praisers are just trying to ride out the storm. Ugly praisers are just trying to stay connected to their promise and stay connected to their destiny. Those pretty praisers have a problem with real praise because real praise might get loud and it might get ugly. But God told me to tell you something today. It's time to quit worrying about trying to pretty it up and just give it up. Give God your ugly praise. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't know about you. I ain't worried about it anymore. I'm not going to try to pretty it up. I'm just going to give it up. I'm going to give God my ugly praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just going to give him my ugly praise. God said to tell you, quit worrying about trying to pretty it up. Just give it up. Give him your ugly praise. I'm going to tell you something personally. I've been in some ugly situations. I've told you many times and shared with you how in 2011 the devil tried to kill me, tried very hard to kill me. And I'm going to tell you something, for over a year, there wasn't a pretty praise anywhere around me. All my praise was ugly praise. I was in pain. I was miserable. I was chilling. I was in fever. I was throwing up. I was sick, and there wasn't a pretty praise anywhere around me. All my praise was ugly praise. But here's the good news. God loves your ugly praise. Just give him your ugly praise. I'm going to prove to you God loves ugly praise. I'm going to introduce you to some ugly praisers in the Bible. First, there was Job. Job was a perfect man, Job 1 and 1. He was upright. He was one that feared God. He hated evil. Then we see in Job 1, 13 through 22, in 10 verses, Job lost everything. The Bible says the Sabaeans took his oxen and his asses. They killed all of his servants, but they left one, that one. Then fire fell from the sky, burned up his sheep and all the servants but one. The Chaldeans took his camels, slew all of his servants except one. Then all of his sons and daughters were at the oldest brother's house, and a great wind smote the house, and all of his children were killed at once. All of this news hit Job's life in a matter of 10 verses. 10 verses. What did Job do? He gave God some ugly praise. He arose, the Bible says. He rent his mantle. He shaved his head. He fell down on the ground and he worshiped. And I'm going to tell you, friend, that was ugly praise. I want to look at some other ugly praisers in the scripture. 1 Samuel chapter 30, 1 through 7. David and his men had returned from a military campaign. They found their city Ziklag burned with fire. Their wives, their sons, their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And then it says David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his son and his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. This is where David gave God an ugly praise. You say, Pastor, why do you say that? I'm going to say this. Picture the scene in your mind. They had been weeping. They had been crying until the Bible says they had no more power to weep. No doubt David was physically exhausted. He didn't look like a great warrior. He didn't look like a great worshiper. His eyes were most likely swollen and bloodshot. But what he did next turned everything around. Right there in the middle of his pain, he gave God a praise that don't make no sense. He gave God an ugly praise. And God gave him a supernatural turnaround. And he recovered every single thing that the devil had stolen. Oh, my friend, there's power in an ugly praise. Woo! Wow, Shonda, I'm starting to feel an ugly praise anointing in this house. Hallelujah. Well, glory. I feel like somebody today in this house is one ugly praise away from your miracle. Yeah, one ugly praise away from your breakthrough. One ugly praise away from your prodigals coming home. One ugly praise away from turning lack into abundance. One ugly praise away from a brand new anointing. One ugly praise away from a healing that has been a long time coming. But you're just one ugly praise away. Woo! Shatalabahaya. Let me introduce you to two more ugly praisers. You probably know them better as Paul and Silas. We find them in Acts chapter 16. Busy working for the master. When a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination began to follow them around saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." This did she many days, not one day, not for an hour, many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out the same hour. When her master saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they caught Paul and Silas, began to accuse them of being troublemakers, teaching customs which are not lawful to receive or observe. The multitude rose up together against them. The magistrates rent off their clothes and beat them and laid many stripes upon them and thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Then there in the darkness, we see our two ugly praisers in the darkness at midnight, humiliated, backs beaten black and blue, their clothes ripped off their bodies. And the Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. What kind of praise was it? It was an ugly praise. Right there in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of their pain, when most people would have been crying and moaning and groaning and complaining and deciding whether the ministry was worth it or not, right there in the middle of it all, they gave God an ugly praise. Through the humiliation, through the tears, through the fears, through the pain, through the backs beaten black and blue, they gave God an ugly praise. They might not have made the qualifications for the church choir, but there was something about that ugly praise that God liked. I'm telling you, there's something about that ugly praise that God liked. God looked down there and seen some ugly praisers in the midst of their pain, and the Bible says that he shook the jailhouse off its foundations. God sent an earthquake and shook the jailhouse off its foundation. I'm trying to tell you, my friend, there is something powerful about an ugly praise. Woo! Oh, hallelujah! He shook the jailhouse off its foundations, and immediately all the doors were opened. Everyone's bands were loosed, and the jailer and his whole family was born into the kingdom that night because of two men who are not ashamed to give God an ugly praise. Praise God when it didn't make no sense. We've already met him in Scripture once. But let's look at him again. His name is David. He's bringing the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem. He begins to be overwhelmed with thanksgiving. He starts to twirl and dance, rejoice before the Ark. He's whirling around and blessing God. And the Bible says he danced. The Scripture teaches us he danced right out of his kingly apparel. Then let's look at something that happens when ugly praise shows up. 2 Samuel 6 and 20. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, his wife, came out to meet David. And said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of the handmaidens of his servants, as one of the vain fellows shamelessly uncovered himself like a streaker." She's making fun of him. And David could have said something right here. He could have said, "You're right, honey. I am so sorry. That was a shameful thing for me to do. And it was certainly no way for a king to act. I should have composed myself. I should have behaved myself much better. And I'm so sorry that I embarrassed you." I said he could have said that. But he didn't. Verses 21 through 22, here is what he said. "And David said unto Michal, it was before the Lord which chose me before thy father and before all of his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord, and I will be yet more vile than thus, and will be base in my own sight, and of the maidservants that you have spoken of them shall I be had in honor." Let me paraphrase for just 1 minute. What David said was this: "I wasn't dancing for you. I wasn't dancing for the servant. I wasn't dancing for the handmaidens. But I was dancing for God. I was dancing before the Lord who chose me and made me king." And then David said this: "If you thought that praise was over the top, if that was offensive to you, if that was distasteful to you, if you thought my last praise was ugly, you better get ready, my friend. Michal, you better get ready, because I promise you, you haven't seen anything yet, because I'm getting ready to praise God like I've never praised God before. And if you thought that was ugly, you haven't seen ugly yet." Yeah. Woo! Now, I'm going to tell you something. I really don't understand it all. I confess to you, I don't. I really don't understand it all. But I know there's something powerful in an ugly praise. God responded to Paul and Silas' ugly praise and shook the jail off its foundation. God responded to Job's ugly praise and gave him back double everything he'd lost. God responded to David's ugly praise, and he recovered everything that the enemy has stolen from him. Now let me introduce you to one more ugly praiser that snuck in under the radar. His name's Jonah. Now, he didn't start out an ugly praiser. He started out more a complainer. He started out more a griper and a grumbler. He started out more, "I'm going to do it my way and my will, whether you like it or not." But after 3 days and 3 nights in Whale Motel, Jonah gave God an ugly praise. Sitting in a whale's belly, covered in seaweed, surrounded by the juices and the digestive juices of the whale in his belly. Here's what Jonah said, Jonah 2:9. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Oh, my friend, right there in that whale's belly, Jonah gave God an ugly praise. And what happened? The Bible says, and the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. What am I saying to you? I'm saying that when Jonah gave God an ugly praise that don't make no sense, God told the whale to spit him out. Woo! Hallelujah! When ugly praise filled that whale's belly, it made him sick, and he spit Jonah out. And Jonah didn't come out pretty. He came out ugly, but he came out. What brought Jonah out of whale motel was an ugly praise. Woo! What brought Paul and Silas out of prison was an ugly praise. What kept Job connected to his destiny when he had lost everything in his life that he held dear was an ugly praise. What restored to David everything that he had lost, he recovered all, was an ugly praise. And I just believe in this house today that if you give God an ugly praise, if you just give God an ugly praise, a praise that don't make no sense, something would happen. I just believe if you give God an ugly praise, something would shift and something would break and something would spit you out that's been holding you too long. Hallelujah. Come on, stand to your feet today. Stand to your feet today. I need some people around the front of this building that's not afraid, not ashamed, not embarrassed to give God some praise. I need some people around the front of this building that will praise God even when it don't make no sense. I'll just go ahead and say it. I need some ugly praisers. Now, you don't have to be ugly to praise. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying you have to be ugly to praise. I just need some people that ain't ashamed of an ugly praise. I need some people that are not afraid to give God an ugly praise. Not ashamed of my ugly praise. I'm going to give it to him with tears streaming down my face. I'm going to give it to him with my heart broken. I'm going to give it to him when I'm confused, when I don't know what to do. I don't know what's happening in my life. I don't understand it. I can't make sense of it all. But I have made up my mind. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. It doesn't say I feel to bless the Lord. It said I will bless the Lord. I will bless him at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, right now, you might be going through something and you don't feel like praising God. You don't feel like praising God. My friend, it's not about what you feel. It's about a will. I choose to bless him, and you might have to bless him through tears today. You might have to praise him through groans today. I feel an ugly praise getting loose in this house. I feel an ugly praise getting loose in this house. Oh, shata la la santa. I'm coming out. I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of whale motel. I'm coming out of this depression. I'm coming out of this discouragement. I'm coming out of this bondage. I'm coming out of this sickness. I'm coming out of this infirmity. I'm coming out of this confusion. I'm coming out of these tears. I'm coming out of this uncertainty. I'm coming out. I'm coming out with an ugly praise because I'm not too proud to praise him. I'm not too proud to cry. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, God, because you're good. I praise you, Lord, because you're wonderful. You're holy. You're worthy of praise. You're worthy of glory, Lord. I don't have to feel it to praise you. I don't have to feel it to praise you. You know, everything don't have to be right for me to praise you. Oh, yeah. Come on, go ahead and praise him. Something's breaking. Something is breaking.
Something is breaking. Shakata, shakata da ba sa ta, shakata da na ba sa ta, shakata da ka ba sa, shakata ba sa ta rocha. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I don't have time for a pretty praise today, but I can give you an ugly praise. God, I can't bring it up today. I can't make it pretty, Lord. I'm hurting in my heart. I'm hurting in my body. I'm hurting in my finances. I'm hurting in my relationships. I'm in pain today, God. I can't make it pretty, but I can give you an ugly praise. I can give you an ugly praise. Hallelujah. 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 Something is happening. I feel it in the spirit. Something's backing up. I feel demons backing up. I feel darkness backing up. I feel the bondage and oppression of hell backing up. God, I want to give you a praise that don't make no sense. I want to give you a praise that don't make no sense.
Thank you, Jesus. You're glory.
He said he inhabits the praise of his people. He inhabits my ugly praise. That's the best I can give you, God, today is an ugly praise.
All over me, but I'm coming out. I'm coming out. When Jeremiah came up out of the pit, he was sinking into miry clay. When he came up out of the pit, he was probably waist deep in miry clay. It took 30 men on the other end of the rope to pull him out. When he put some ugly old rags up underneath his arms. That's the reason some people don't come out. They're too proud. They're too proud to put on an ugly praise. But when Jeremiah put those ugly old rotten rags up underneath his arms, 30 men got on the other side of that rope and pulled him out. And I'm going to tell you something. He came out in a hurry.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
How many believe that God is doing something right now? How many believe that something is shifting? Something is changing? Come on and praise Him for what He's doing. Give Him a shout. Give Him a hallelujah. Give Him a thank you, Jesus. Oh, I praise you, God, for what you're doing. I know something is changing. Something is turning. Something is shifting. In the name of Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do you know why? Do you know why that I can stand here today and I can preach this word to you? Because I've lived it. I've lived it. For over a year, I hung my head over a toilet, throwing up 10 to 15 times a day, living in constant pain, chilling every day, and every time I would throw up, tears running down my face, because that's what happens when you throw up, your eyes just water. I said, God, I praise you. I praise you. Lift my head and say, God, I praise you. I would lay in a bathtub, the water as hot as I could get it, and lay flat on my back because it was the only place I could get any relief from pain at all. I was laying flat on my back in that bathtub with the water as hot as I could get it. And I would say, God, I praise you. I praise you. Not for this situation, but for who you are. And because you're good. And because you're worthy. And you know what, my friend? God took my ugly praise and He pulled me out. He took an ugly praise to get Joseph out of the pit. Judah means praise. Judah was Joseph's oldest brother. Judah was ugly. I don't mean physically, I don't know what he looked like, but he had an ugly spirit because he wanted to kill Joseph. But he was responsible for getting Joseph out of the pit. That's why I say an ugly old Judah got Joseph out. Can you just lift your hands one more time today? How many know God is doing something right now? He's working right now. Something powerful is happening right now. I believe things did happen already. I believe things happened that you're going to see manifested. You can't see it right now, but you will see it manifested. Woo! Shata la basanda. Lo, that yasida basanda. Lord, we're going to give you a faith praise. A faith praise. That's what praise is. It's saying thank you when it doesn't look like there's anything to say thank you for. It's saying thank you when I don't feel like saying thank you. But I thank you because you're worthy. I thank you because you're God. And you're good. And you're working in my life today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Baba shando bo shata la masata. Shata la sata. Oh, Rabba sata. For the Lord would say, give it to me. give it to me. Give me your pretty praise and your ugly praise. Because I gave you the breath. And I have said in my word, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. So even this day, says the Lord, I would remind you, I inhabit your praise. I inhabit your pretty praise. I inhabit your ugly praise. Give me your best praise. Even if it's an ugly praise, says the Lord, give it up and I will bless it. Give it up and I will use it to turn your situation around. Give it up and you will see my hand move. Give it up and you will see that I will go to the foundation of the problems. I will go to the foundations. I will go to the root of the matter, saith the Lord. And I will pull it out by the roots. If you're willing to give me an ugly praise, you'll see it come to pass in your life, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Would you stand with me today? Whew. Oh, I feel the Lord in this house. God's doing something powerful. Hallelujah. It changed my life when I got the revelation that praise didn't have to be pretty to be powerful. It changed my life. This is where this message was born. It was born in my ugly places. And it changed my life when I found out that I had friends in the Bible who were ugly praisers too. And I saw God working in their life. Come on, lift your hands all over this house today. What I want you to do is we're dismissed today. I want you to pray for everyone around you. Pray for everyone in this house. Pray for everyone connected to this house. You don't know what your neighbor is going through. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what the person behind you, the person in front of you is going through. You don't know. God knows. But I want you to pray and lift them up right now. Lift them up before God. That God will intervene in their life and they will see the hand of God move mightily. Would you do that with me? Pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm lifting up my brothers and my sisters, everyone around me, on the left, on the right, in front and behind. I'm lifting them up, Lord. I'm asking you today, God, for supernatural divine intervention. I don't know everything that's going on in their life. I don't know every situation. I don't know every test and trial. I don't know what they're going through. I don't know the ugly circumstances and situations that my brothers and sisters are all facing today. But I know this, Lord. I can pray for them. I can lift them up to you, God. I can ask you to intervene in their lives. I can ask you for divine supernatural intervention, God, that you will show up on their behalf, God, that you will manifest your power and your strength in their behalf, Lord, and you will bring them out and take them over in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more time as we're dismissed, would you put your hands together and give God the best praise of the day? The best praise of the day. The best hand clap. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now I want you to shake hands with at least 5-6 people and tell them you're coming out, you're coming out, you're coming out. Amen. Amen.